بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله، صدق الله العظيم. The chapter which we started some time ago is on yaqeen and tawakkul, that is total conviction on Allah and to place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The verses of the Quran which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions as an introduction to this chapter wherein these concepts of Shariat are explained. The verse which I recited, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, that once you have reached a decision, once you have made a determination, thereafter place your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a little bit of background to this verse. We find that on the occasion of Uhud, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed a few sahaba to guard the mountain pass of Uhud, initially Allah ta'ala gave the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam victory, and they were collecting the booty, the spoils of war. So these few sahaba, the 50 that had been appointed to guard this mountain path, they felt that the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no longer applicable. However, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that continue guarding till I release you from that position. So in that, few of them broke the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in that was sabak, lesson for the ummah till qiyamah, as to the importance of adhering to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the commands of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That because this one sunnah, this one command of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not adhered to, such a great loss occurred. 70 sahaba became shaheed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was injured. We know the famous incident of Uhud. However, after that, Allah Ta'ala revealed this verse, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. That Allah Ta'ala says that because of Allah's mercy upon you, you were soft and you were kind and you were lenient towards them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't become upset, he didn't become angry, he didn't rebuke them or scold them. That I told you to guard this mountain pass and you didn't listen to me, now look at what has occurred. Already sahaba were full of grief. Already they were hurt in that they knew the harm of not obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they were already worried in their hearts. Now if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was going to be even harder upon them, this is a burden which they would not have been able to bear. And from this we learn the qualities of a leader. A person is appointed as amir of a jamaat, a person is given a position of trust. This, he does not take an authoritative stance, but he has to be tolerant, he has to be kind, he has to be compassionate. So Allah Ta'ala goes on, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ, that, O my Nabi, forgive them. Whatever harm was caused, your uncle Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made shaheed, such great harm was caused to the mission of Islam apparently. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ, forgive them. And not only forgive them, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. One is to forgive. Over and above that, Allah is commanding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive them and ask Allah to forgive them. Make dua for their maghfirat. In other words, there mustn't be even a slight vestige in your heart. Nothing must remain against them. And thereafter, Allah commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, and make mashura with them. Adopt mutual consultation with them. If you look at this thing logically, they made a mistake. They did not carry out what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted them to carry out. Allah Ta'ala says, forgive them. Allah Ta'ala says, ask forgiveness for them. And then, logically, someone is not doing what you told him to do, as a result of which a great deal of harm has occurred. It is not logical that you will thereafter consult with such people. But to teach the ummah the importance of mashwara and consultation, Allah's Rasulullah is commanded, those same sahaba who didn't listen to you, as a result of which all this occurred, Allah is commanding you, شَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, make mashura with them. From this we learn the importance of this amal of mashwara. This is a very, very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we have to look at this logically, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sahib wahi. Allah would guide him with revelation. Quran would come down. Jibreel would come down. Oh my Nabi, this is about to happen, that is about to happen, this is what I want you to do, this is what I want you to abstain from. He got direct guidance from Allah. Such a personality is told, make mashura. consult those that are around you. From this we learn the importance of mashwara and the fact that none of us are mustaghni of this. None of us can do without this. No one should think I'm too intelligent or I know so much. The most intelligent person was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the recipient of divine guidance. Yet he is commanded to make mashwara. So how important it is that you and I should bring the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives. That is, make mashwara. Make mashwara in all our affairs. It is mentioned in the riwayat of Bayhaqi, in Bayhaqi Shu'ab al-Iman. He mentions the riwayat, the narrator is Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who intends doing something. In other words, there is something in front of you. Do or don't do, you don't know. Obviously, you're not going to get wahi or revelation. There's some, perhaps a business venture, or perhaps a choice in certain things that you have in front of you, important affairs in your life. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person intends doing something and thereafter he makes mashwara. He consults. After which he comes up with the decision to do or not to do that. Because of making this amal of mashwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah Ta'ala will give him guidance. Allah will guide him towards an option which is correct and beneficial for him. So what this mashwara will do, this amal, this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will cause Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us as to what is the correct direction. In fact, in one hadith it comes, al-mustasharu mu'tamanun idha istushira falyushirhu bima huwa sami'un li nafsihi. Those of us who go in mashwara, and those of us who go in jamaat, and we notice also every morning in our various masajid, this amal of mashwara takes place. And we find great adab and etiquette are mentioned, that in mashwara an ameer is appointed, these are the adab and etiquettes. It's not only for when you are in jamaat, or not only when you are in the path of Allah, when you are in the masjid, but it is an amal which we have to learn to bring into our homes also. There are so many guidelines Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given. For example, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if someone approaches you for mashwara, someone approaches you, asks you, that give me an opinion, should I do or should I not do, or guide me in this particular matter. First thing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one that is asked mashwara, he is amanatdar, mu'tamanun. His opinion is an amanat, a trust. If he is going to allow his own personal motivations and desires to color his opinion, he's got something against the person, or he wants to put the person in the problem, and he gives him the wrong mashwara, he will be taken to task by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mashwara is an amanat, a trust. He said, al-mustasharu mu'tamanun. When someone asks you for mashwara, then give such a mashwara, bima huwa sani'un li nafsi, as if it is your own affair. If it was something you were faced with, the direction you would have taken, that is the type of mashwara that you should give. And we find that, like I said, there are so many guidelines. I'm digressing, because we find to a large extent that this amal of mashwara has come out of the ummah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when your leaders are the best of you, when your wealthy ones are the generous people, and when your affair is mutual consultation, when this amal of mashwara is rife in my ummah, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for you to be above the earth is better than being beneath it. However, إِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ شِرَارُكُمْ وَأَغْنِيَاءُكُمْ بُخَلَاءُكُمْ وَوَلَّوْا أُمُورَكُمْ نِسَاءَكُمْ فَبَطْنُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ ظَهْرِهَا. He said, on the other hand, if your leaders are the worst amongst you, and if your wealthy people are miserly, and you no longer make mashwara, but you have handed your affairs over to women and they are dictating to you, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, for batnul ardi khayru min dhahriha, for you to be underneath the earth is better than being above it, for you to be dead is better than being alive. So we learn how important this amal of mashwara is, and we find that in two hadiths, there's no time to go into the detail, but on this I'll terminate. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala in one hadith, and the other hadith, the narrator is Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. From this we learn that when you make mashwara, the type of people you make mashwara with, that also is important. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu's hadith, he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, istarshidul aqil. Ask someone of intelligence, ask someone who has some knowledge. When you are making mashwara about something, don't go to somebody who's jahil, who's ignorant and knows nothing about that. If it's something to do with business, ask people who are proficient in business. If it's something to do with some amal of shariat, ask people who are proficient in that. A person
doesn't make mashwara with his wife if he wants to go 4 months in the path of Allah. Obviously, he's not going to get the right mashwara. Make mashwara with ulama that are proficient in tabligh, if it is a matter of tabligh, or if it is a matter of islah, ask ulama in that field. Whatever field, istarshidul aqil, ask someone who has knowledge. Second condition, on the riwayat of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, let it be a person of piety, a person of taqwa, a person who is practicing upon deen. If you will make mashwara with such people, one who have knowledge, and the other is they are on taqwa and piety, then whatever mashwara they give you, abide by it. Allah will give you barakah. Allah will give you blessings in it. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, if you make mashwara with such people and thereafter you don't follow the mashwara, you make mashwara for the sake of making mashwara, and thereafter you do whatever you want to do, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fatandamu, you will regret. Barakah will be taken away from that particular affair. Nevertheless, coming back to this verse of the Quran, Allah ta'ala alludes to mashwara in this verse of the Quran, that make mashwara, bring this alive in your lives, bring this alive in your affairs. After that, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ, when you make a decision, فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, then put your tawakkul and then put your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.